It's time for Rhema for Today.
It's not God's fault, it's on the receiving end. There's nothing wrong with heaven. Say that out loud. Say that again. Say this, God didn't miss it.
God never fails.
Jesus never fails. But if there's nothing wrong up there, then if we don't receive it, there's got to be something wrong with the receiving end. Amen.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, God's Anointed Word.
So I said, Lord, where did I miss it? I'm bound to miss it somewhere. I always got results for 36 years and 23 days. I'd always got results. Why don't it work now? Well, I missed it, didn't I? He didn't miss it because he can't miss it. God can't change. He not even a shadow of turning with him. He can't fail, can he? I said, can he?
No.
So I missed it somewhere. I may be saying the same thing in the same place, acting on the same word, but I said to him in prayer, where did I miss it? You can't fail. You didn't miss it, but I missed it. I didn't make my connection here some way or another. I failed to make connection here. Or in other words, I use this illustration. Did you ever try to tune in, maybe you're on the way out on the fringe somewhere, and there's some particular radio station, you know, program that you want to get, and you try to tune that in, and there's another station, just keep breaking in on it. And the other station louder than the one you want to get. And you keep fiddling with that thing, sort of fine, especially the older radio. Some of the new ones work better. But I remember way on back on, you know, finally, maybe you finally get it tuned in just right. Sometimes we don't get tuned into heaven. It's not God's fault, it's on the receiving end. There's nothing wrong with heaven. Say that out loud. Say that again. Say this, God didn't miss it.
God never fails.
Jesus never fails.
Jesus never fails.
But if there's nothing wrong up there, then if we don't receive it, there's got to be something wrong with the receiving end.
Amen.
I said to a fellow one time, fellow minister, we was in a little town about 15,000 several years ago, just had one radio station there. I said, if your radio wouldn't pick up this local station, you right there in town now. You wouldn't phone up there and say, you better have your radio station fixed. My radio won't get it. No, there's nothing wrong with the radio station. It's broadcasting every day. No, you'd go somewhere where they repair receiver sets.
Yes. Yes.
Amen? Because there's something wrong with the receiving set. There isn't anything wrong with the sending in. God's already sent you healing. God's already laid your sickness and disease on Jesus. Amen? Amen.
Yes.
You need, I'll tell you why a lot of people, I'll tell you exactly why a lot of people don't get the healing. They don't take their receiving set to the right shop.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
They take it to some unbelieving church that all that healing been done away with. See, God changed his mind. He used to in the Old Testament. Now he loved his people back there. Yeah, he loved his folks back there, you know. And he provided healing for them. But not for us. That's been done away with. You're in the wrong shop. They don't repair receiving sets there.
That's right.
Amen.
I said they don't repair receiving sets there. You need to come here where they repair receiving sets.
Amen.
The teaching of God's word, praise God, amen, will repair your receiving set. And that's the reason it takes some of you a little time. It takes a little time to repair your receiving set.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Amen. You ought to go where the repair receiving sets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. And get in there and stay.
That's right.
Let them keep working
Amen.
On your receiving
Amen.
Set.
That's it.
Till you get tuned in.
Yes.
Amen. The entrance of his words giveth light.
Yes.
When the light shines, faith will be there.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I said, Lord, where did I miss it? I missed it somewhere. You didn't miss it. You can't miss it. You didn't fail. I failed. Now you know where that is. I don't, but you know. Well, you see, he's right in here. Now I know, of course. that God, like the little Sunday school girl said, her mother asked her, well, what did you get, you know, out of the Sunday school? What did you learn in Sunday school? This boy, well, said, I learned that God's so big that he fills the whole universe, but he's small enough to live in my heart. I mean, if you're born again, God's living in you. Amen? I said, amen.
Amen.
Now, you see, folks don't understand what you're saying. And those dear ones, bless their hearts, that's full of theological concepts and ideology and a bunch of other junk, saying he thinks he's God. No, I don't think I'm God. Open your Bible to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. You can read, can't you? Can you read?
Yes, sir.
Good. Glad to know that. Now, if you can't read, get somebody to read this for you that you've got confidence in, so you'll know for sure that they're reading it right. Amen. I said, amen.
Amen.
I said, amen.
Amen.
All right. Notice that 14th verse. Be ye not unequal. Who's he writing to? Somebody said the simplest rule of Bible interpretation is who's doing the talking, who are they talking to, and what are they talking about? Well, blessed be God, Paul's doing the talking here by the inspiration. I like to put it this way. The Holy Ghost, through the Apostle Paul, is talking to the church at Corinth. And it belongs to the church in Minneapolis or wherever you are from. Amen. He's talking to us. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship is righteousness with unrighteousness? See, the believer is called a believer, the unbeliever is called an unbeliever. The believer is called righteousness, the unbeliever is called unrighteousness.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And what communion hath light with darkness? The believers call light, the unbelievers call darkness. Now let's go on read. And what concord has Christ with Belial? The believers call Christ, the unbelievers call believers. He said, you mean I'm Jesus? No, we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? The unbeliever is called idols. The believer is called the temple of God.
Amen.
For ye are
Hallelujah.
Not going to be in the sweet by and by.
Amen.
Not when we all get to heaven.
That's right.
That'll be a blessed time, but no, that's not it.
Yeah.
For ye are, present tense, ye are the church at Corinth or wherever you are from. Ye are, and you as an individual also. Ye are the temple of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know that really meant more to those folks than it does us. See, you're sure in history, they had all kinds of temples built around there to different gods. See, we're not so familiar with that. But he said, you are the temple of the living God. See, these other gods are dead. These other gods are dead gods. But you're the temple of the living God. Glory, hallelujah. Whoa, glory. Say it out loud,
I am the temple
of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now notice, ye are the temple of the living God. Ye are the temple. That's never dawned on us yet. We've never really fathomed that yet. We've never really believed that yet. I mean, bless God, you start believing that, it couldn't hold you down. Ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said. What did God say? I will dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God. They shall be my people. We're people of God. I said, we're people of God. I'll live in them. The living God said, I'll live in them. I'll walk in them. See, you've troubled a lot of folks. They want to go back to the Old Testament. He wasn't living in them. So the psalmist said, I'll look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. So folks are looking to the hills today. No, you're looking to the wrong place. Look on the inside. I'm talking about believers. Now, don't misunderstand me. Here's where folks miss it. They think that's what you were saying. See, there are those that teach that every human being has a spark of divinity in them. sympathy that God's in everybody, saint and sinner. No, the Bible doesn't teach that. I'm talking about people that's born again. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
So then they say you've got a spark of divinity. There's some little truth there in that you are a spirit being and that your spirit is an offshoot of God. God's a spirit. See? Mm-hmm. And so then they endeavor to develop their spirits apart from God. That's not what we're talking about. And they think that's what we're talking about. No, we're talking about born again, spirit filled, tongue talking believers. God's living in them. God's living in them. God's living in them. God's living in them. The living God. I live in them. Well, if he's living in me, he is. Not it. Some folks said, talking about the Holy Ghost, said, I got it. No, you didn't. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, that he, the Holy Ghost, he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it knoweth him not, neither seeth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. He's in you. Let's get acquainted with him that's in us. Let's get acquainted with him that's in us. I said, let's get acquainted with him that's in us. Somebody said, let's get acquainted with God through nature. No, let's get acquainted with the God that's in us.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on in about two more weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks, something, just a little over 2 weeks,
yeah,
I believe it is.
That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.